Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading today, Jesus gives us a beware. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. They look good on the outside, right? Just like cute, cuddly, innocent sheep, but inside they're deadly. Now, the world, as you all are aware, is full of things like this, things that look good on the outside, but inside they're not the genuine article. Okay, sometimes we call them cheap imitations. So one that probably almost all of you are familiar with is cubic zirconia. You know, if you go into a jewelry store and there's diamonds that are, you know, thousands of dollars, right? And then there'll be these ones that look just like them, but they're, you know, hundreds of dollars or even less, right? It looks exactly the same, but of course, it is not the genuine thing. You can find all kinds of stuff like this. Watches, right? You know, watches you can buy for hundreds, thousands of dollars. You can go to Walmart and buy one for $5. And to the untrained eye, they might look the same, right? So cheap watches, cheap sunglasses, cheap clothes, things that look really good on the outside but are worth next to nothing because they're not genuine. Now, the same thing can be said about people. And this is what Jesus is saying to us today in the gospel reading. People aren't always genuine. Often will look really good on the outside, but something is lurking inside that's not so good. So you know this. I mean, we can be kind and flattering to people. We can praise them, encourage them. You know, we can seem to really care about them, all the while inside just totally faking it, right? We can be completely not genuine about any of it. So there's two kinds of people here that you want to be aware of, that Jesus wants you to be aware of, that will often be found disingenuous, often be found to be fake, not the genuine article. So the first one is false teachers. The second one that he warns us about is ourselves. So what we're going to do, we're going to start with ourselves, and then we're going to come back around to the teachers later. And I think you'll see how it all ties in very much in Jesus' words. I want to start with ourselves because I know that every single one of you struggles with this problem very much in your heart. Okay? I haven't talked to all of you about it, but I know because you're a sinner like every one of the rest of us. All of us struggles with this problem of not being genuine with other people. And on top of that, not just not being genuine with others, but not being genuine with God. And it's something that we're just kind of trained in, okay? We just kind of pick this up. We're very good at what we often call putting on a good face, okay? We do it all the time. We show others a side of ourselves that we want them to believe is true, but it's often not genuine. So, for instance, we might be terrified, just scared to death inside, but we act tough and strong. And no, we're not afraid of anything. We inside might be nervous and just anxious, feel like we're about to have an anxiety attack, but outside we play it cool. We act cool. Everything's okay, right? We might inside be bursting with pride, right? We just think we are the greatest thing ever and what we did was just so awesome, but outside, we're nonchalant, right? We're playing it humble, okay? We don't want anybody to see that pride. We might inside be just crumbling to pieces, just feeling like we can't take another step, and yet somebody will ask us how you're doing, and we say, doing fine, everything's okay, right? We're very good at this. There are times where we honestly just don't care about what other people are going through. Maybe we got too much going on ourselves or something, and yet we will act kind and compassionate and act like we truly care. We're not genuine, and this is a big problem. Now, it's one thing, I thought I should say, it's one thing to do this with strangers, and sometimes, yes, politeness, okay, being courteous. We're going to be kind to strangers, even if inside we're not really caring that much, okay? Yes, that's fine. And maybe that doesn't bother you that much. But where it really bothers us, where it's really hard to bear, is when we do this with people that we love the most. When we do it even to our own family and friends. So like your parents, right? How many times have you and I acted like good, obedient, loving children, yes, mom and dad, while all the while hiding from them some of our biggest sins? We've done it to wives or husbands, right? We get very good at this, keeping secrets from them, hiding our anger from them, hiding resentment and distrust, and all the while just telling, oh, everything's just fine, it's all okay. We've done it to our friends, pretending to be nice to them while all the while being upset with them. I mean, what is the matter with you and me that we would do this? Have you ever wondered that? I know I have. I know I have many times thought, what is the matter with me that I can be this disingenuous? That I can act like I care and at the same time not caring. What is the matter with us? How can we put on these charades? How can we fake these things? Well, Jesus knows how, okay? See, this is the other big problem for us. We're also not genuine before God. And the difference is, He knows it. God isn't fooled like other people will be. I mean, we like to pretend before God that we're good Christians. We don't really sin all that much, right? But it's a lie. It's not being genuine. Yes, we're good at hiding our sins, but it doesn't mean they're not there. And God isn't fooled by it. I mean, do we honestly think that God doesn't know? In the Old Testament, Jeremiah, God is saying, really? Am I a God afar off that I don't know these things? Do I not fill heaven and earth? Yes, He knows what we've been doing. He knows what we've been thinking. He knows what we've been saying. He knows all of it. So Jesus is the one who, yeah, He knows how you and I can be such fakes. He knows us better than we know ourselves. But the reason I'm telling you all this, because here's the moment of truth for you this morning, the genuine moment, the genuine article, where we'll put all pandering aside, all pretending aside, all play acting aside. The moment of genuine truth here is that Jesus, knowing all of your charade, knowing all your faking, knowing all your being disingenuous, Jesus genuinely loves you. And this is just unbelievably wonderful. In this world, we find all kinds of things and people that are not genuine. But here is Jesus, the real deal, the genuine article, who means what He says, who says what He means, and what He says to us is, I forgive you. Jesus doesn't ask us to act like something we're not. You know, like we have to pretend that we're good people or good Christians. No, He knows we're not genuine. I mean, He knows that much of that all the stuff you and I do is often done completely disingenuously. The only thing we can genuinely say about ourselves is that we're genuinely sinful. And He knows that. And He's not pretending or playing when He says, I love you. I forgive you. He genuinely wants you to have eternal life. This is so important. God will never deceive you. Okay? God is not like pretending to love you and then like He's waiting for a day where all of a sudden He's going to show you a darker side of Himself. And I think it's important for you to hear that because we often think that. You know, that, whoa, when God really sees how disingenuous I am, man, He's really going to get after me. No, God knows all that already. And He still loves you. He is 100% sincere. And the way He proves it to you, He gives His life. He gives His life on the cross. You don't get more genuine than that. Okay? Jesus' love is so genuine, so sincere, that He's willing to lay down His own life for you. So it's not like all of a sudden God's going to look at us and say, oh, man, I didn't realize who you really were. I didn't realize all that stuff you were hiding. Man, you had me fooled all this time. No, God knows all of you. And He knows the sinner you are, and yet He genuinely loves you. He knows you now as one who's been baptized into Jesus, as one whose sins are all washed away, as one who receives Jesus' body and blood for your forgiveness. He knows you as His genuine son or daughter in Jesus Christ. It's just like any mom and dad, right? Any mom and dad knows their children aren't perfect. Now, when they're talking to others, are they going to tell them that their kids are rascals? No, they're going to talk about how wonderful their kids are. Well, that's God, how He feels about you. Yes, He knows what a sinner you are, But when he talks about you, he praises you because you live in Christ and you're forgiven and redeemed in Jesus Christ. Jesus knows you and genuinely loves you. Now then, like I said, I can circle back around to his other main point, which is to say teachers can often be not genuine as well. And this is, Jesus wants you to know there's only one truly genuine person in the world who can genuinely save us from our sins and from death, and that's him. And so he doesn't want you to listen to any other prophets or preachers or teachers that will tell you about anyone else rather than Jesus. Beware of false prophets. Many people come in Jesus' name and they act like they care about us, right? But if they're not telling you about Jesus, if they're not preaching you to Jesus, then they're not genuine prophets. All you have to do is just ask, am I being preached to Jesus? Right? Anybody can get preachy. Anybody can. Right? Any of us can get on a soapbox and we can talk about X, Y, and Z and how everybody else needs to be doing all these things. Okay? And that's fine. Sometimes it needs to be done. You know, if you have office in, you know, if you're a teacher, if you have office in the government or something, sometimes you have to do these things. But God's preachers, when they get on a soapbox, it will always be preaching you to Jesus. Am I being preached to Jesus? Am I being preached to his forgiveness? Am I being preached to my baptism? Am I being preached to the Lord's Supper? Am I always being led and guided to the one who genuinely loves me? You'll recognize them by their fruits, Jesus says. In the Old Testament reading, Jeremiah talks about all these false prophets, and they were putting on this good front, and they were telling everybody, hey, it's all going to be okay. It's all well. Don't worry about it. Nothing bad's ever going to happen to you. And we hear those same voices today saying, hey, just live and let live. Forget all that religious stuff. Forget all those laws. Forget all of it. And they proclaim that we should just go on faking like the rest of the world that everything is okay. But it's not. It's not. And you and I know it. We have a problem with being genuine. We can't do it. And that's why true prophets will always point us to the one who genuinely loves us, Jesus our Savior, who doesn't pretend, who doesn't act, who doesn't deceive. He genuinely loves. And believing in him, we have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.